Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and that is to encourage you. And I just love it. If you're out there and you want to be encouraged, you need to be listening in on today so that I can encourage you, because that's who God has made me to be. I am a motivational encourager, and I like to believe made by God. I am enjoying my journey. Have you ever been on a journey that you truly enjoyed? Well, I am that one. Just like I just came off of a Mother's Day cruise, and I enjoyed myself. Yes, I did. I enjoyed myself. So just like I naturally enjoy myself, I spiritually enjoy myself in the Lord. I'm enjoying my journey. The things that He gives me to do, the things that He gives me to say, how that He's given me this broadcast to encourage others. And I love that. So I am enjoying my journey. I am a customer service agent for Jesus. And what I do is encourage the souls of people that I meet everywhere I go. It doesn't matter. On the cruise, in the Bahamas, yes, you can believe that I was encouraging even there, in Miami. So I praise God for my journey on today, and I love what I'm doing. How about you? Are you enjoying your journey? If you have not gotten there yet, I want you to encourage you to come on. Come go with me and listen in to the broadcast today and be encouraged as we talk about part two of our spiritual wilderness. And we don't want to waste it. We want to encompass every part of the journey, and then we want to embrace it and allow God to direct us in it. Yes, don't be in such a hurry. You know, they sing the song, Don't Move My Mountain, but Lead Me All Around. But God says for us to go through the gate. And with Him leading, we can go through the gate. So I am so encouraged today. I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. I get joy out of living God's Word. And as I listen to it, and as I hear it, and put it into perspective and in my life, let my life come up to what God is saying. On this morning, as I was awakened, the thought was going through my head about, you know, because so many times we go by our feelings. I feel this, how I feel about this, and I feel you don't like me. I feel. And so in as I was waking up, the Lord was reminding me that it's not about my feelings, but it's about His Word. What does His Word say about the different situations in our lives? Because it's not about how I feel. Because today I may feel good. Tomorrow I may feel not so good. And the next day I may feel bad. But in all three of those days, it's yet about what does God's Word say. I yet have to go by His Word, not about how I feel, but about what does His Word say. His Word say that I'm healed, that I'm delivered, that I'm set free. So I need to act like and not go by what's going on or what I feel, but what does God's Word say about it. So that brings me to the point to let you know that I am practicing the God habit. I'm practicing depending and leaning on God's Word, and it's that way. So I just love it when it comes out in my dreams, the Word of God, and I am enjoying my journey. So part two, our spiritual wilderness, and I don't want you to waste it. Don't throw it away. Don't waste it. So let's have a word of prayer, and then we will get into the topic of today, our spiritual wilderness, part two of it. And I don't want you to waste it. Don't waste it. All right? Most gracious Father, today, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for this another broadcast, another opportunity, God. Another chance to encourage somebody on today about our wilderness that we go through, God, that you lead us into, God, in the name of Jesus, only for the testing of our faith. And we thank you for that on today, God. Help us to learn, God. Help us to get what it is that you would have us to have as we go through our wilderness, God, our wilderness of our minds, oh God, our bodies, oh God, as we go through the sicknesses, whatever, God, in the name of Jesus, it's our wilderness. It's our wilderness. But as we go through, God, let us learn to depend on you, God, to bring us out, God, in the name of Jesus. What did you tell Paul, Lord? You told him that your grace is sufficient, God. He asked you three times, oh God, in the name of Jesus, about the thorn that was in his flesh. But your answer was your grace is sufficient. And your grace, oh God, is sufficient for us on today, God. And we thank you, Lord. But it's only after we've learned to go through the wilderness and come out depending upon your word, God, depending upon your word. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would bless everywhere today, God. Look on your people, Lord, your elders, the pastors, oh God, the ministers, the missionaries, the saints of God, in the name of Jesus. Look on them today, God. In your name today and bless them. Whatever they stand in the need of today, God, I touch and agree, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them for it, oh God, for their blessings, God. For blessings come from from you, God, in the name of Jesus, and we magnify you for it on today. Thank you for opening up the window of heaven, oh God, and pouring us out blessings that we have no room to receive yet, God, but yet you're blessing. You're pouring them out, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father, in your most holy name. Would you go into the homes of your people today and bless their God? In the name of Jesus, bless them, God. Bless them with your favor, God. With your favor, God. Your favor. Favor with you, God. Favor. Favor with man, God. It's your favor. Your divine favor, God. And we magnify you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Go in the nursing homes, God. And bless your people there. The saints of God. In the name of Jesus. That have toiled down through the years, oh God. Toiled, oh God. Bless them right now, God. With their right minds, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Healthy minds. Healthy bodies, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And bless them, God. In your most holy name. Our bishops on today, God. Would you bless them, God. Encourage their hearts, God. As only you can. Look on the bereaved families, oh God. And bless them and encourage them, God. You know how, God, to encourage a heart, Lord, and do it for your glory, for your honor, and for the praises, oh God. And we will give them to you, God. Yes, we will, God. And we thank you. Thank you for the prayer line, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where we are calling on you, God, to direct us in our days, God. And we thank you for that. Thank you for the mind to pray, Lord. The mind and the desire, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For you said man ought to always pray and never faint. And we thank you because it's you, God. It's you in our lives that help us, God, that keeps us from fainting, oh God, that preserves us. And we thank you for it. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And we will say of you, Lord, that you are refuge, our fortress, our God. In you will we trust. And we thank you for it today, Lord. Thank you for your anointing on today, God. You said that if we lift you up, God, that you would draw all men unto you, God. Thank you for your blood, God, that covers our families, oh God. It's nobody but you. And we magnify you today for it. In Jesus' name. And Father, you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. We thank you for direction today on this broadcast, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen, amen, amen. We thank God for the broadcast on today. We thank God for prayer. Thank God for you listening in on today. And of those that you cannot listen in, you can always go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can listen to the broadcast there. They're archived. And you can check out my books right there on my website. Now, if you need a motivational encourager to come to your event, to come and encourage people where you are, there are so many people today that are discouraged. And so we need to take advantage of the ones that are encouraged, to use them, to use us up, to encourage where you are. You can go to my email address, which is mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And I would love to come and encourage your guests. All right now, all right. Now, if you have a testimony and you would like to share it, I'm here for the next 14 minutes. And you can call in at 347-850-8928. And you can share that testimony. Maybe you have a testimony of being in the wilderness and how that God led you through there and brought you out. And now you are encouraged the more because you didn't just get in there and just stay there, but you allowed God to bring you through there, and now you're encouraged. So I want to encourage you to call and share. Call and share. All right. So we magnify God for part two, our spiritual wilderness. Have you ever been in a wilderness, a spiritual wilderness, and you just thought that you were there all by your lonesome? And you didn't think that there was any hope for you. Well, I come to bring you good news. Good news! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Don't look at your wilderness experience as a destroyer. That's what the enemy would like for you to look at it as though it's there to destroy you. But that's not what God is about. He's not about destroying us. He is a loving God. You know, I once thought that God was a mean God. I was just so afraid. But God don't want us to be afraid of him. He wants that honor. He wants that respect. But he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of peace, and of a sound mind. So he's a good God, and he wants the very best for us. He wants the best. He came to do just that, to give the best to us. Now all we have to do is learn how to receive God's best and then live it. So part two, our spiritual wilderness, don't waste it. I don't want you to go in there and waste it, thinking, all looking down on yourself and just thinking, oh, what have I done wrong now? Oh, my goodness. We waste a lot of time in the wilderness feeling sorry for ourselves in pity city. That's what I call it, in pity city. But we don't have to do that. Today, this is Recover All Wednesday, and every Wednesday, that's what God gave me Wednesdays are. They're Recover All Wednesday. Everything that the enemy has taken from us, God wants to give it back to us. All we have to do is believe it and receive it. Sin is not the reason God sends us into the wilderness. It's not. That's not the reason. Have you ever felt that? That sin is the reason that God sends us into the wilderness? No. Our spiritual wilderness, don't waste it. King David was no stranger to the wilderness experience. I want you to read Psalms 28, 1 and 2, and Psalms 38, 9 and 10. And though David sinned, like you and me, yet he was a man after God's own heart. Isn't that beautiful? That he loved God so much that he was after it. He was after it, even though he sinned. You know, you have to get up. You have to say, forgive me. Then you have to get up and dust yourself off and get back in the race. Because the enemy don't want you to get up. He sure don't want you to move forward. So you have to say, Lord, forgive me. Get up and get back in the race. The Psalms speak to our heart as believers when we are experiencing spiritual dryness. Now, I know that you have been there unless you are a baby saint. I've been there, and I've thought these things. I've had that dryness. But the wilderness experience is God's way of getting us to exercise our faith. Now, we want faith, and we say faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But if we don't ever exercise our faith, what is it for? There comes a time when we have to put that faith into action. Our spiritual wilderness, and we don't want to waste it. And so we don't want to waste our faith. We want to be strong in the Lord. We don't always want to be sucking on the bottle and drinking milk. But we want to be able to eat some meat of the word of what God is saying. So except he take us through the wilderness so that we can learn to depend upon him. Our dependency have to be in God. So our faith is being exercised. It's being tested even when there is little feedback or confirmation, even when we don't hear from God. That's what it's saying, that we don't hear from him. He don't affirm anything or emotional joy. Or we big on going on our feelings, aren't we? We're big on going on our feelings. But God leads us away from our feelings and into his word to depend on his word and not on our feelings. Our feelings will betray us. Yes, they will. And the enemy looks for that. He loves that. He loves the fact that I feel like Sister So-and-so said this about me, talked about me, mistreated me. My feelings, how I feel. But what does God's word say? And we've got to get away from all of that I feel. In the wilderness, we are not being punished. God is not punishing us. He's loving us. He's leading us. He's guiding us to be a stronger person, to give us that strength to put on, so we can put on strength. So when the next wilderness experience comes, that we'll be ready to embrace it, because God, he's leading. He's leading the truth. He's our guide. He's our deliverer. Our spiritual wilderness. Don't waste it, but embrace it. We are not being punished. We are being tested. All, we are being tested. You said you heard what the word said. You said you've been in the word. Well, if you're in the word and the word has gotten in you, well, don't you think you ought to be able to pass some tests now? Oh, something to think about. We're being tested. Yes, every student, every servant will be tested. You test from one grade to the next grade. We want promotions, don't we? But we don't want to take the test. Well, whether we want to or not. And if you fail the test, guess what happens? You have to retest. So embrace your wilderness experience so that you don't have to retest. Because we're going to be tested, and our faith is being strengthened. Strengthening our faith with what we said we believe. We said we believe God's word. And that we have to stand on it. And we can testify big about that, right? That we're standing on the word of God. But when the tests come, what do we do? Do we melt? Are we strengthened? Do we go through? Or do we backslide? Oh, my God. Have mercy upon us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that we go through. During the wilderness experience, we will be tempted to give up. Have you ever been tempted to give up? Our spiritual wilderness, don't waste it, but run to God. Run to Daddy. Run into his bosom and stay there. Hold on to him. Speak his word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Why are you in there? Speak God's word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's his love for us, that he sent his only son, his love for us, that he sent his son to die for us. That was love, y'all. That was love that went to the cross. It was love that he inspired men to write love letters to us, to tell us about this gracious God that we serve. Thank you, God. It's his love. So during the wilderness experience, we will be tested to give up and doubt the integrity of God's word. Don't you know that enemy don't like us? And he already knows that he stands no chance to get into heaven. But we do. And he wants to stop us in our tracks. So in the wilderness, he, just like Jesus, when he went the 40 days in the wilderness, when he was coming out, that old enemy did everything he could, gave him every example of what he could do. That's what the enemy do for us. He tries to tempt us and make us doubt God, doubt God's integrity. A time when we become confused, when we're in the wilderness, and the enemy loves that. We become frustrated, irritable, and angry. We move from thoughts of faith to thoughts of doubt, from thoughts of being faithful to thoughts of being self-centered. Have you ever been there? Have you ever experienced it? Our spiritual wilderness. We don't want to waste it. But we want to embrace God the more. We want to lean and depend on him the more and cry out to him so that we can just come to him and he'll give us that in the wilderness, that we shut out the enemy. In the wilderness, we are tempted by our own thing. Oh, don't you dare do it. You see, even though you are not hearing, you better stay right there. Don't you turn back. Don't you try to do your own thing, but you stay right there. You know, they say that tie the knot right where you are. Tie the knot and hold on. Just tie the knot right there and hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to him. In the wilderness, we are tempted to do our own thing and try to make things happen in our own strength, but we can't. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and the strength of the Lord is my joy. So even in the wilderness, we have to have some joy. We are strongly tempted to doubt and question. We question everything we ever learned. How can a loving God allow this to happen to me? Have I been fooling myself all these years? Does God really exist? Why doesn't he show himself and take some kind of action and a moment of rescue mission? If we are to come out of the wilderness triumphantly, we must follow the example of how Jesus gained the victory over the devil in the wilderness. So in the wilderness, we gain. We come out victoriously by going through and allowing God to direct us. Your wilderness experience is that place where God hides you from public view and prepare you for his purpose, for the test. He prepares you for the test. He prepares you in the wilderness for the test of life. Allow God. Allow God. This is his purpose for us. And what does, how does he say it? That he knows the plan that he has one of us. Allow God to direct you to his plan, and then line up with his plan. All right, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green. Saying have a fabulous, fabulous Wednesday. Recover all. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.